Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to finish up with the callers we've got on hold. And as each caller leaves us, that'll leave a line open for police and military. Call in and talk about whether they think this country's turning into a police state. Do they understand they're being trained for war against the American people? Had a lot of amazing calls yesterday, but we got some bad news, but we knew it was coming with this judge's history. Now it'll go on to the full Ninth Circuit. Fox News reports federal judge blocks part of Arizona immigration law. A federal judge today blocked some of the toughest provisions in the Arizona immigration law, putting a hold in the state's attempt to have local police enforce federal immigration policy. A federal judge on Wednesday blocked some of the toughest provisions in the Arizona immigration law, putting on hold the state's attempt to have local police enforce federal immigration policy. So that's kind of like saying local police, if they catch somebody committing a federal crime, you're not supposed to arrest them. This is the lawlessness, the criminality. Do you understand what it means to have a criminal, rogue government? None of us are safe. It's like Russia or China or other tyrannies. Do you know what this means? Though the rest of the law is still to get into effect Thursday, the partial section of SB 1070 means Arizona, for the time being, will not be able to require police officers to determine the immigration status of anyone they stop or arrest. So we'll talk more about this coming up. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Matt, just talk to Matt. David in Virginia, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Good to see you. A little context here. I also am a radio guy. Do middays on a Cox radio station in Richmond, Virginia. Started when I was 21, right out of UNC Chapel Hill, like you. I cannot believe you were prescient enough at the age of 21 to figure this out when nobody was talking about it. A lot of my colleagues look to you as sort of like the guy on high, as opposed to maybe a Rush, whom they view as kind of pompous and a blowhard. Having said that, here are two quick questions. If you're a contrarian, could anybody make the case that because the whole world is saying, Obama needs something, around a 9/11 sort of theme in order to save himself, every newspaper, everywhere around the world, is there any chance, speaking from a contrarian standpoint, as people do vis-a-vis the stock market, that it might not happen because of that?
Well, it might not happen if they think they're going to get caught doing it, and if they know enough people are aware of false flag terror, stage terror, self-inflicted wounds. But it's part of their arrogance that when all these government officials, people like Gary Hart and others, say the government stages terror attacks, you better do what we say, Iran. We'll stage one and attack you. You know, he wrote a public letter saying that 3 years ago. They think you're so stupid that they operate right out in the open. I was smart enough at age 21 to already be on air, not because I was that smart, but because I happened to read nonfiction history for entertainment from about the age of 12. And so if you've studied Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Julius Caesar, you knew what you were seeing. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. I have read the classic historical works, Rise and Decline of Roman Empire, Gibbon, and others, Scherer's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, Hobel's Order of the Death's Head, and others. So I knew exactly what was going on. And then by the time I was 21, I'd already started going to the library and reading legislation, government documents, and I saw all these world leaders admitting world government was being established. Then I'd turn on CNN, they'd say, dangerous terrorist, talk about world government. And I said, boy, I better get on air. And then in 95, I was watching, right when I got on air, newscasts out of Oklahoma that local patriots were playing on Access TV, where they were removing the bombs, and it had been bombs inside. So... and I saw Clinton come out and demonize patriots with it. I mean, it was a Reichstag event. I knew Hitler firebombed the Capitol. I knew Clinton had blown up Oklahoma City. And so, I mean, it's just history. If you know history, you already know. Humans do the same things over and over again. Anything else, David?
Yeah, one more question here. Do you think this Gulf oil thing really is over? I mean, I kind of had the feeling, from the get-go it was going to be this mega event, and I'm skeptical of the fact that it really is, quote-unquote, over.
Well, I'm glad you say that. In the BBC, the CEO of BP says it's probably not over. In fact, I've got that in my stack. Let me try to dig that out. We'll be right back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three of the syndicated radio transmission on screen at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Wish to not just listen, but actually watch. Incoming BP CEO thinks but can't guarantee oil flow has ended. Now, since they reportedly capped it 2 weeks ago, there's oil in a two-mile area coming out of all these other fissures. Clearly, it cracked down beneath the surface in the 80-plus days of it leaking, and it is now still leaking. And remember, three separate times before that, they had said that they had capped it, and then a week or two later admitted that it wasn't capped. In some cases, just a few days later, they would admit it hadn't been capped. He says, I think no guarantees, but I believe there will be no more oil flowing into the Gulf as of the 15th of July, Dudley told CNN's America Morning. That's when they think they capped it, was a few weeks ago. This is a new interview he did last night. No anomalies or breaches have been detected at the well, and pressure is rising slowly, indicating that it is structurally sound and has integrity, BP said Wednesday. So I hope that is the case, but all the other reports are there's all these fissures everywhere leaking, and they say, oh, well, that's another oil well. Then many, many miles away, a barge hit another oil well and has caused a big leak. All of that information is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. One other big announcement. This wasn't really a surprise. Federal judge blocks part of Arizona immigration law, says they can't ask you if you're an illegal alien. Of course, if you're a citizen, they can ask for your papers and ask you where you're going and try to demand to search your vehicle, which violates the Bill of Rights. But if you're an illegal alien, you're talking to a god, and you can't ask them. Federal judge blocks part of Arizona immigration law. This is a lawless government that selectively enforces unconstitutional laws against the people, but leaves the illegal aliens alone because they want that voting block and they want to drive down the wages. This is NAFTA and GATT. This is globalization. It's further destroyed Mexico and is destroying this country. Al Gore told you it was a great deal. He told Larry King, this is a great deal, Larry. We have a clip of that in my film, Fall of the Republic. You know it to be a fraud. All right. For the balance of the hour, I'm going to talk to military. Well, first, let me finish these two calls that are ahead of Scott, Chris, and others. But as we let callers go, that's a chance for military and police to call in and talk about what's confirmed. Military being dispatched all over the country to run checkpoints against the citizens. They call them crime checkpoints, drug checkpoints, drunk driving checkpoints. It's all illegal. At the threat fusion centers, the military is being trained to confiscate guns to take on the American people for riot control. And I've got some key intel on this we're going to be covering coming up. But right now, let's finish up quickly with Daryl and George, then on to Scott, Chris, and others. The toll-free number for military and police to call in who disagree with me, who agree, who have concerns, who are commanders, people have called in, folks that are training these people. Because the American people can read this in the news now, but it's being spun as if it's good. It's important to actually hear from the people involved in it how real this is. And remember how every other country's fallen. Corrupt government gets in. They use the military and police against the people. Most nations are under this. And where you have this system in place, you have poverty and enslavement. They put this in place because the government's getting ready to rob everybody with taxes and regulations. I mean, we know what this is in history. This is bad. And they give these false narratives and these compartmentalized programs to the police and military, and then they graduate them through these different schools, psychologically profiling them, until they have different cadres, including killers with badges, who think it's macho and tough and that the American people are their enemy and they're these real warriors when they pull your wife and kids over. This is the conversion of our police and military into servants of evil. It's happening. You can't deny it. Daryl in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex, hi. I just wanted to comment and say that I work at a hospital, a very large hospital in Central Texas, and what we are seeing, I am a pharmacist, and what we are seeing is difficulty in the supply chain in getting certain sizes of vials and ampules of certain medication. Now, I've talked to some of the older pharmacists that were around in the Gulf War, and they said they saw the same thing leading up to the Gulf War. These medications are listed as follows. They are dextrose injections. They are calcium injections. They are epinephrine injections. They are certain sizes of morphine and fentanyl vials. They are bicarbonate. And so these are drugs that are used in what's called the crash carts or the cardiac arrest situations, the trauma situations. And there are only certain vial sizes, the smaller dose vial sizes that would typically be used in combat. We have a very large hospital that has a far reach as far as getting supplies. Another medication is propofol. That is a medication used to sedate people. It's a very favorite medication in the hospital to sedate
people. Sure, and they sedate somebody who's had their arms and legs blown off or their face blown off. They have drugs to minimize the effects of a chemical weapon attack. And the reports are ammunition, drugs, it's all drying up. I've even seen this in the mainstream news ahead of the Iran attack, which will probably lead to World War III. Then we'll all be patriotic and roll over to the bankers and let the Stasi secret police grid take over. 854,000 private spies now running America. This is a criminal takeover.
Yes, sir. But I just wanted to report that we are seeing difficulties. I mean, all indications look like we are definitely on the precipice. We're going to go to war. So I appreciate all the work you do, and I'll just bow out at that point. I just wanted to report that we're seeing that difficulty in supply chain.
All right, thank you, Daryl. We're going to finish up with George and nothing but military and police after that. We've got Scott, Chris, and others holding. Let's talk to George in Connecticut. You're on the air.
Alex, I'm just wondering, why don't we take this right to their own homes? They seem to have these huge meetings with all the security. I know where Lieberman lives. I live a stone's throw away. I know where former President Clinton lives. I saw him walking his dog. If we put up signs around them, this will unnerve them because they
I agree. It's all psychological warfare against them. We have the truth. They have the lie. Putting up signs where they live that we know you're a traitor, Clinton, protesting them. The power of all of my listeners making simple political messages with websites and putting them on telephone poles is incredible. It's everybody doing a little bit. We've got to identify them as illegitimate and criminal so that all their support dissipates and so we can take the nation back. This is red level emergency, and I agree with you, George.
One other quick thing. I've heard something on several places that this guy was talking about that the state of California is now a corporate state. They put it all under corporate, and certain states have been fighting against legal actions because they put individuals as a corporation, all in cap letters. If this is true, if this is a legal mechanism, basically they made themselves an illegal organization, a government organization. They're no longer a government organization. They're a corporatocracy already. And if there's a legal mind out there that can figure this out, we might be able to unseat them and start our own parallel government that is the legitimate government rather than a corporate government that's basically trying to subvert our rights.
All right. God bless you. I appreciate your call. We're going to go to break and go directly to Scott, Chris, Greg's DOD contractor. We're going to talk to everybody. And we had a trainer in Texas who trains the MJTF Threat Fusion Centers, and he said, everything you're saying is true, Alex. It's total martial law preparation. They're teaching them they're hardcore warriors, and their enemy is us. And that's for the inner cadres. The outer cadres, who they think are good men and women, aren't brought into that. We're going to be discussing it all after this break. But I wanted to go to Chuck Baldwin's Top Secret America, the rest of the story. And it gets into 854,000 private secret police with the highest security levels. You've got the clergy response teams, preachers being paid secretly to brainwash their flocks. I mean, that's right out of a science fiction movie, folks. That's so hardcore. It's illegal to have the CIA running all these threat fusion centers. This is all illegal. What is it you don't understand about that? Illegal, 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 illegal. Illegal to have Marines in Alabama at checkpoints and California. Illegal to have them in Tennessee with the Army and Marines and Homeland Security. But when the governor said don't do it, they said go fly a kite. This is a criminal takeover, just like Hitler used the military to take over Germany. Don't say you weren't warned later. And cops, I'm telling you, you better get up off your hind ends, like the general public needs to do this as well, and research what we're saying and look into it. But continuing, the Post series has enough tantalizing information to sell a lot of papers, but almost nothing that exposes the illicit side of U.S. operations, a large portion of which is involved in recruiting, training, and running covert agents. Only a small portion of which are spying on real enemies. A lot of spying targets are allies of patriotic Americans. Well, that's come out, like myself. The Army watches me. That's been declassified. Who the government worries could someday provide a source of rebellion against the growing totalitarian state. Skousen further charges that there is a dark side to each agency of federal law enforcement. The dark side involves a lot of compartmentalization, front activities, hidden budgets, and false stories in order to keep honest government employees and agents from knowing what's really going on behind their backs. The feds told cops, we're going to blow up Building 7, get everybody back, and they blew it up in front of everybody. I mean, we have the news footage of them saying this. Do you understand none of us are safe? If they'll go kill a million Iraqis, if they'll do all these other evil things, the people that run our government, you think you're safe? You think they won't do the same thing to you? They hate you. They hate Americans. They hate the free market. They hate your private property. They all want to dominate you. That's their spirit. That's who they are. What few do get a glimpse of in the government dark side are warned off with threats, some subtle and some lethal threats, which send a chilling message out to others not to ask too many questions. Skousen then, I'm going to get him on, then quotes a Post report saying that 9/11, the NSA has grown to where it constitutes 1.7 billion pieces of intercepted communications every 24 hours, emails. That's nothing. The phone companies are the NSA, as I told you 12 years ago. No, 14 years ago. It just goes on and on. But that's a good report we've got up at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Top Secret America, the rest of the story. We're going to take your call straight ahead. And then, The Year America Dissolved, Paul Craig Roberts, InfoWars.com exclusive. The Year America Dissolved. Stay with us.
The fall of America and the Western world is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z, Doug Casey, David McElhaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. Fallofamerica.net.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. It is becoming painfully obvious the Washington bailout is running out of steam and the economy is showing signs of a double-dip recession. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless, and it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Okay, I'm going to try to keep my comments to a bare minimum so we can get as many people on. Scott, Chris, Greg, Chris, and many others. Let's talk to Scott in Florida in the military. Scott, you've heard us breaking down how a criminal offshore takeover is almost complete. Everything we've broken down has now been admitted to secret police spies everywhere. Military being trained to take on the American people. Give us your take on it.
Roger, I hate to go back on you, but I had some intel I wanted to pass along to you on this Middle Eastern strategy that the government is currently pursuing.
Okay.
On 9/11/2001, I was stationed at Fort Stewart, Georgia. I was dating the administrative assistant of a high-ranking officer there. she informed me of a strategy within days of 9/11. And, of course, a comprehensive strategy would have taken months, if not years, to create. She informed me that Afghanistan would be invaded, which I already knew. That was fairly apparent. And then she said Iraq would be the next target, followed by Iran and Syria. Pakistan may have to be infiltrated because it may destabilize.
And that's now happening.
Yes, exactly. And then she also informed me that Lebanon and Jordan would fall, and possibly Syria even, after Iraq and Iran were out of the way. I discounted this information because I thought she had lost her mind, to be quite honest with you.
Well, you know, Newsweek reported the week after 9/11 that Bush launched the attack orders to attack Afghanistan on September 10th.
Exactly. Apparently, this whole strategy was in place before 9/11. Is the only conclusion I can come to. And who is responsible for 9/11? And at the same time, every one of these dominoes that she told me about has taken place as far as every one of these instances of who we
are. Yeah, it's a 1984 Israeli plan, and that's been declassified, picked up in 99-2000 and developed, and then the attacks were staged, and the rest is history.
Exactly, and they're following it to a T. And what really caught me by surprise was that she told me about this so soon after 9/11, because there's no way they could have had this plan unless the plan was already in place before 9/11. There's no way they could have come for this after 9/11. So all this has been in place probably for more than a decade, as you're saying, Alex, and now it's coming to fruition. And so I would say within a few months, we can look forward to an invasion of Iran. Pretty much positively, we'll be invading Iran. So far, everything she told me has come to fruition, and I've really didn't put much stock in it at the time, even though she did have access to high-level brass and apparently overheard it at a high-level meeting. I thought she must have misunderstood what had been said or something.
Well, it turns out that's open intelligence that you just relayed here on air. God bless you, Scott. I appreciate your call. Call back again. Chris in Maryland, military, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good to hear you again.
Good to hear you.
First off, before I start, I just want to let you know I sent your people a Huffington Post report today where it states that 481,000 workers from different cities and counties throughout the country, it comes up to be about roughly 63% of our cities and 39% of our counties are cutting public safety personnel like firemen and policemen. Just to let them take a look.
And they're increasing funding for SWAT, Special Weapons Attack Teams. The public name is Special Weapons and Tactics.
Right. Now, also, from my military perspective, I was in during the first Gulf War. And one thing that we learned was that we trained before during the Cold War for high-intensity conflicts. Then, all of a sudden, after the Gulf War, we turn around and turn into peacekeepers, and we get trained to go into other countries and do policing action. So it actually started, from my experience, back in the first Bush administration.
What's your view on the fact that it's confirmed they are training the military to take on the American people and confiscate guns?
I wouldn't say it's too far off. I would not say that it's, I think it's right up, could be as far as tomorrow.
And you know they'll stage terror attacks on the troops and say Patriots did it. You can see that script now being rolled out. Do you think the military is going to buy it?
I told my dad I hope not. I said I'd hope that our military would be smart enough that if it got too crazy that our military would not turn on our own families and they would use the weaponry to fight the system. Because we got tanks, we got the anti-tank killing machines and stuff like that. That they would probably say at one point, I'm hoping, I just hope that our men and women in service will say, hey, this is nuts, and take those weapons that they were trained to use and fight the establishment for the people and defend the Constitution like I raised my hand against enemies foreign and domestic.
Well, I'll tell you this. I hope that we can fix things peaceably, that the system wants a physical fight. God bless you, Chris. All right, Greg. Chris and others, your calls are straight ahead, 1-800-259-9231. Open phone lines for police and military to talk about what's happening to our society. Can we stop the foreign corporate takeover?
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives. But there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We get death threats here at the office all the time, but we have a 1-800 center here in Austin that takes our 1-800 orders. And they just called us and said they filed a police report. Somebody called up and threatened to kill me. So they're going to come kill me. And they called the police, and the police said I have to call them if they wanted to do anything with the person's phone number. These idiots that do star 69. When you call into a computerized phone system, we get your stinking phone number. Okay, you idiots. It doesn't matter. It just shows how many enemies we've got, so we always need your prayers. We're talking to police and military about the dark side, the way that they are openly training not to fight Taliban or Al-Qaeda that are government created, but the American people. The police and military are being trained. They're even training maintenance groups in the Army for riot control. And this is all admitted now. So you need to understand that. We're taking your calls. It's 800-259-9231. Police and military contractors, you name it. We're going to go to Greg, a DOD contractor in Kentucky, then Chris, who's in Arizona with the Marines. Greg, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, I was just wanted to call in because what your guest was talking about earlier about this Iranian war turning into an all-out nuclear war. Well, I was in the Air Force in 07, and we had an exercise called the 8063 where they were preparing us for worldwide nuclear devastation. where I worked on an aerial refueler, and they'd have us get them what they called locked and cocked, to where the aircraft was good with maintenance all over, and then it was sealed up and guarded by our SPs. Now, about 2 weeks after one of our exercises, and I don't know if you could help me out with this, they had something similar to where they had us go out and lock everything down. They didn't have the SPs guarding it, and then all of a sudden they got the call, and all the pilots came out and had those refuelers up in the air within like 15 minutes, and they were all loaded with 350,000 pounds of fuel. Now, when we talked to the pilots when they came back down, they said that they was refueling a flight of B-1 bombers and that they headed out west from California and then who knows where.
Well, you know they launched the attack on 888 in 2008 against Russia trying to start a nuclear war. The Russians moved in mobile medium range and ICBM long range launchers, and the head of the Russian military said we're preparing for nuclear war. And so the NATO troops that were landing in airfields then pulled out. So these are psychopaths that run our government. They are the bad guys. And the Russians are the bad guys, and the Iranians are the bad guys. Government's bad. What did Jesus say? Wickedness in high places. But the point is, the big mega empire is this big corporate structure, and they need to get their world government established, and nuclear war is the way to get it. We should all be praying right now and calling Congress and everybody and saying, don't take us to war with Iran. I appreciate your call, Greg. Chris in Arizona with the Marines. Go ahead, Chris.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, sir.
I want to say good morning, and I love you. You know, you're doing a great job. I have a few quick points, I guess. I was the one who called in a couple months ago. You know, I was coming into work, and some federal agent was behind me, looked at the bumper sticker on my truck, and, you know, he called my work shop, and, you know, I got talking to you about that, but thank God nothing ever happened to me. There's no follow-up. I never
heard
about
it. Well, you got these millions of secret police spies, not just the government ones, and they're all trained to look for American flags, Gadsden flags, and spy on people, and they just can't wait to start actually going after us. They just hate us.
Yeah, I looked at the MIAC report. It's all in there. I work for contract security on a military base here in Arizona, and my wife just told me about I'm a guard, and we have police counterparts that we work with, and she was telling me about there was this one, every time he'd pull somebody over, he'd be barking at him, you know, like a drill instructor, and they finally got, you know, a few people got fed up, and they basically went to his superiors, and he got reprimanded, so hopefully...
Well, this is part of our training, that they put all these control freak greenhorns in power to let the American people get used to being lined up, to being searched, to being controlled, to being bossed around, to being face scanned, thumbprinted. But then the illegal aliens, they're untouchable. 95% of L.A. County murder warrants that they can't seem to deliver are for illegal aliens. So it just shows how lawless this government is.
Yes, exactly. I guess people would wake up if they started illegally pulling over iPads. Questioning iPads.
Hey, Chris, I appreciate your call. You know, we had a caller yesterday, and I had to cut him off because, and several others on hold, because we had Chuck Baldwin coming on the last 30 minutes. And he was a trainer, he said, at a fusion center, and was training, you know, the military when they were coming back to become police officers. And he said, it's exactly what I've been breaking down, though everything I break down is in the news. We just put the pieces together. I'd like him, I forget his name, to be able to call back in. We've got a couple lines open because we're only taking calls from police and military. Or we had police officers call in and talk about how they're taught everybody's going to kill you, the American people are your enemy. It's a bunch of brainwashing. I mean, if cops want to be scared of something, be scared of being run over while you're writing tickets. That's the number one way you get killed. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Eric in Missouri. Eric, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I just want to call in today real quick because I'm down in Missouri at Whiteman Air Force Base, and my brother's a cop in Arizona, and he said they were getting ready to do their preparations to begin the enforcement of the new law at midnight.
Yeah, to actually
Thursday.
Be able to do something productive that's under the Constitution, but no, the federal judge says no.
Right. The judge just blocked it today.
Well, you've heard me ranting and raving about how they're training our police in Iraq to shut down cities and confiscate guns, and then I pulled up what the caller said and confirmed it was in the mainstream news. What's your take on that?
Oh, man, I just don't know what to think anymore. You know, Alex, we have stuff coming at us from every angle. We don't, and I think it's all on purpose to confuse everybody, and nobody's going to know who to trust each other. And you know, myself and everybody around me, we talk about it on the down low, and we just don't know what to think, Alex. That's why we look to you for some leadership, and we got to make sure who we can trust. And that's why we're glad that you come out and you talk about, you know, why we can trust you and how you're not, you know, part of the establishment. And we just want you to keep doing more of that and have more patriots calling in.
Well, Eric, let me say this. There's nothing wrong with you teaching the Bill of Rights and Constitution to your cohorts. And though they try to demonize it, it's what this country's founded on, and it's not bad. And it's not a conspiracy theory to stand up for liberty and freedom. And so just have discussions about what's happening. I mean, when you talk to other members of the military, are they starting to wake up?
Yeah, you know, I'm a bit of a tinfoil hat myself. And you know, at all these 9/11 videos, I feel like a bunch of them are disinformation. And, you know, a lot of them don't show the actual crashes. And actually, I've been wanting to ask you for a long time. And now I have the opportunity. I was wanting to know what your opinion was about the media fakery angle on it and the Simon Shack video series, because that to me is the most interesting, because I know that every time we hear people in the media bring up 9/11, they're the ones that scream the loudest. And to me, they have the most to lose. Because
Eric, I appreciate your call, but I have friends, people I've known for many years, who were there and saw the second aircraft. And you talk about disinformation, I think that's been put out and promoted by the media as a way to, you know, we're saying we don't know what happened with 9/11, but we know the official story has been proven to be a lie. I mean, they blew up Building 7 in front of us and said they were going to blow it up all over the news. And we have police saying, get back, they're blowing it up. And then we interviewed the deputy head of emergency management for New York, and he was dead a few weeks later. And he said, yeah, no, there was explosions going off before the towers even fell down. They were going to blow up 7. I mean, all of that is on record. And so I just stick to what I can prove. And I appreciate your call, though. Now, look, we've got open phones right now. We've got open lines right now, wide open, for police and military and others. And I'm asking police and military, are you part of this urban warfare training that's admitted? What do you think of the gun confiscation in New Orleans? When the globalists stage terror attacks or let real terrorists come in and attack us if we go after Iran, do you understand your training and the entire architecture of this is pointed at the American people? I want to hear your views on the dark side of the police and military and now how that's becoming revealed, because they're getting ready to try to roll it out against us. It's admitted they've had sound cannons at Tea Party events in San Diego. It's admitted the Army spies on In the Fed protest. I mean, all of this is treason. 1-800-259-9231. Or are police and military so scared of Big Brother that they're even afraid to exercise their free speech? We haven't had any police. We had quite a few yesterday call in on this subject. We've got 17 minutes left. I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Or the wives of military or police that want to call in and talk about what their husbands or their wives, if your wives are in the military police, that have been going through this training. It's all out in the open. Millions of private spies, not 854,000 like the Washington Post says. 3 million police, 400,000 battle-hardened army they want to use domestically. And all the training is pointed at the people. And the government will pass laws to take your property, take your ranch, take your farm. If you resist, you're going to be called a terrorist. They're going to kill you. We need to have an open discussion about this now and say no to it. There's another just incredible story today by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, former head of the Treasury under Reagan, up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it's the year America dissolved. It was 2017. Klans were governing America. The first Klans organized around local police forces. The conservatives' war on crime during the late 20th century and the Bush-Obama war on terror during the first decade of the 21st century had resulted in the police becoming militarized and unaccountable. As society broke down, the police became warlords. The state police broke apart, and the officers were subsumed into the local forces of their communities. The newly formed tribes expanded to encompass the relatives and friends of the police. That's already what happens in a tyranny. Anybody who's part of the thug system has all these special rights. It's a new class. The dollar had collapsed as the world reserve currency in 2012 when the worsening economic depression made it clear to Washington's creditors that the federal budget deficit was too large to be financed except by printing of money. With the dollar's demise, import prices skyrocketed, and Americans were unable to afford foreign-made goods. The transnational corporations that were producing offshore for U.S. markets were bankrupted, further eroding the government's revenue base. The government was forced to print money in order to pay its bills, causing domestic prices to rise rapidly. Faced with hyperinflation, Washington took recourse in terminating Social Security and Medicare, and followed by the confiscating the remnants of private pensions. This provided a one-year respite, but with no more resources to confiscate, money creation and hyperinflation resumed. Organized food deliveries broke down. That's already starting to happen, and police forces are disbanding. With the government fought hyperinflation with fixed prices and the mandate that all purchases and sales had to be with U.S. paper currency. Unwilling to trade appreciating goods for depreciating dollars, goods disappeared from stores. Washington responded as Lenin had done during the War of Communism period of Soviet history. The government sent troops to confiscate goods for distribution in kind to the population. That's what's starting to happen in Venezuela. This was a temporary stopgap until existing stocks were depleted as future production was discouraged. Much of the confiscated stocks became the property of troops who seized the goods. And then it just goes into the nightmare collapse scenario. In fact, the whole article didn't print. But you guys printed again for me. Thanks. Okay, that is the year America dissolved, 2017. And this is what the globalists actually want. They're going to reorganize it before it ever gets to that point, but it's going to get close to this. That's their stated plan. Let's go to Roy in Georgia, former military. Go ahead, give us your take, Roy.
Mr. Jones, Roy Callahan, West Central Georgia, 80 years old, military intelligence in Korea, Army Security Agency, the Uniform Division of NSA. Mr. Jones, the question is this. Last night, Mr. Craig Hewlett was on George Norrie for the first 2 hours, and I left voicemails with Ms. Kristen Davies to get to you, to get to Mr. Ted Anderson and to get to you and to try to have you hear that broadcast before you went on the air today. Are you familiar with the name Mr. Craig Hewlett, sir?
Hewlett? No. How do you spell it?
I would suppose it's Hewlett. Mr. Jones, I am a radio listener from the 1930s. In fact, in 1930, when I was born, I'm sure the radio was playing, and I heard my first radio in 1930. And listen, sit at my father's feet during World War II, hearing all of the most famous news people in the world, sir. I'm having cards printed up that say these words, the most valuable man alive, Alex Jones. And then I'm going to give a way to hear you, which would be Penny Talk, telephone number, $1.80 for 3 hours any weekday.
Well, that's an awesome way to get the word out. But I mean, tell us, sir, specifically with your background, what your view is on this takeover.
Well, sir, Mr. Craig Hewlett said last night that what you fear so horribly is already exists, sir. That's what scared me to death.
That's right. The grid is in place, but they haven't fully released it on us yet.
He says the one point. What a master is saying that the 1.45 quadrillion in assets, or which are as of now counted as assets, located in the Cayman Islands. Sir, before you sleep, access stream link.
Well, no, I will, and I'll try to call George Norrie about it. But specifically, it's on record that thousands of trillions have been stolen. thousands of trillions, and it's 1.5 quadrillion is the conservative number. The Washington Post says 600 trillion. And yes, a lot of it is in the Cayman Islands. I mean, this is offshore banks that did this. Crystallizing what this fellow said, what else did he say?
Mister, here's what shocked me to death. This man's he's a generation after me. I'm a Korean era age, and he is Vietnam era age. And I think he was in the media because he was talking about, being with Sean Penn in Vietnam. But this man is extremely knowledgeable, sir. And I say of Mr. Webster Griffin Tarpley that there is no mind that is N-O, no mind superior to Mr. Webster Griffin Tarpley. And last night, the voice of Mr. Craig Hewlett.
Well, listen, that's amazing. Be sure and call me back in the next few days with more. We'll check into it. Mark and JC, you'll be our final callers on the other side of this quick break. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com are the websites.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Up at GCNLive.com, the Genesis Radio Network news site, GCNLive.com, The Year America Dissolved, that Paul Craig Roberts column, and also Mike Adams, collecting rainwater, now illegal in many states as big government claims ownership over our water. This is siege. This is total domination. They're creating a slave system where we're owned by the government and the corrupt corporations that control it. Let's move quickly through calls. Roy, Mark, and JC, if I've got time. Roy in Georgia, you're on the air. We just talked to Roy. I apologize. Mark and then JC. Mark in Ohio, former military. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to let you know, I spent 30 years at Action Reserve in the Army. Started out jumping out of airplanes with 11 Special Forces. I had a top secret security clearance for communication. Finished my career since about 97, making military policemen. If you're Army, National Guard, Reserve, Marine Corps Reserve, whatever, you came to us, become reclassified as a military policeman. And I used to get those of people, patriots or aficionados who go to eBay and those kind of stuff. Uncle Sam, the big brother, is watching eBay. I got a visit from two FBI agents, even though they knew I was a master sergeant in the Army Reserve, had a previous holder of a top secret security clearance. They wasted their time to come to see me and ask me why I was buying bulletproof vests. I whooped out my ID. I said, are you guys dressed alike with your gray pants, your blue jackets, the same dark tie? I said, when we play Army, the Reserve and the National Guard do not have enough money like a normal active Army side. And we must, a lot of our instructors, we purchase our own equipment. We have friends that are being deployed and stuff. So I said, I got a question. So why are you asking me what I'm doing when you know who I am? I said, my name is not Ahmed. I have a security clearance. I said, half the administration there now couldn't pass a security clearance to be a military policeman.
You're the enemy. It's all targeted at you. We are the enemy because this is a criminal government.
Alex, it's absolutely insane. And the former police officer that I know that's with the State Highway Patrol, you know, the state of Ohio allowed 50 state patrolmen to go to the G20 summit in Pennsylvania.
I know. It's incredible. Mark, you got to call me back again. Key info. JC in Wyoming, last caller, Marines. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, buddy. Got a minute and a half.
Okay, first of all, I'm a former Marine. And do you remember the whole Jordan standoff with the free men up in Montana?
Yes.
Okay, well, I was in the Marines at the time, and they thought it was going to kind of go ugly, I think, because they came to my Marine unit, because we were very close by, and asked if we could assist them if things went south. And a lot of us in my unit had some problems with it. So.
And that's done everywhere, just to acclimate everyone.
Well, but some of us, especially the way we're raised in Montana, a lot of us are like, well, we got a problem with it. But what they tried to hit us with, and I think a lot of these young guys are getting hit with, Alex, is part of your oath, Oathkeepers keeps talking about, part of your oath is to defend the Constitution or to defend the country against enemies, both foreign and domestic.
But the Congress has got to do that, and we have Posse Comitatus because it's a danger to the nation. You just can't have police show up and say, come help us.
Exactly. See, this is what I'm trying to say. They're using that play on words, calling patriots domestic terrorists.
Yes.
Because that gets these younger kids thinking the domestic terrorist, and then they swore oath to defend the country against enemies, foreign and domestic. So that's why the key play on words, domestic terrorists. I mean, I think instead of teaching the Constitution like they should be in the Bill of Rights, They're more using key points and play on words.
I agree. I'm out of time. Call me back again. But I would just add to this, the real domestic enemies are these foreign corporations setting up a world government and looting us through the Treasury. Webster Tarpley's coming up with key news, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.